DICE hat kürzlich das Battlefield 2042 Update 3.2 für den kommenden Dienstag bzw. konkret für den 31. Januar 2023 angekündigt. Bereits heute hat DICE den Preload auf der PlayStation 5 angeboten. Spieler können das Update auf der PlayStation 5 daher bereits herunterladen, um sich auf die morgige Liste von Änderungen vorzubereiten. PC-Spieler sowie Spieler auf der Xbox müssen sich bis morgen gedulden. Einen Preload gibt es hier nicht. Glücklicherweise sind die vollständigen Patch-Notizen bereits heute verfügbar, denn es ändert sich so einiges. Das Update 3.2 erscheint am 31. Januar 2023 um 10 Uhr deutscher Zeit und ist das zweite Update des Jahres. Nachfolgend findet ihr die Highlights und Change Notes zum Update 3.2 für Battlefield 2042. Die Highlights vom großen Update 3.2. Hier ist eine Übersicht über die Änderungen und Verbesserungen in diesem Update. DICE führt das Klassensystem wieder ein. Ab sofort könnt ihr wieder als Assault, Engineer, Recken und Support spielen. Passe deine Klasse mit Klassenausrüstung, Klassengadgets und Waffenfertigkeiten an. Kartenüberarbeitung, Breakaway neue Voltwaffen, M39 EMR, MTAR21, PP2000 neuer Suppressoren, Longrange Scopes und Thermal Scopes. Das Active Protection System kann nun am M1A5 und T28 ausgerüstet werden. Der Perk, unter dem Radar, kann an Luftfahrzeugen ausgerüstet werden. Exklusive Belohnungen für Besitzer des Year 1 Pass, Gold und Ultimate Edition. Worte von DICE. Update 3.2.0 ist ein wichtiger Moment für das Team, da wir neben vielen anderen Änderungen und Verbesserungen an der Rückkehr zum Klassensystem für Battlefield 2042 gearbeitet haben. Ihr habt uns gesagt, wie ihr das Gameplay gerne weiterentwickelt sehen würdet, und wir freuen uns sehr darauf, diese Änderungen in eure Hände zu geben. Vielen Dank für all euer Feedback im Vorfeld der Veröffentlichung. Wenn ihr es gespielt habt, lasst uns wissen, was ihr davon haltet. Das ist neu in Update 3.2 Return to the Class System. Representing the most substantial change to Battlefield 2042 so far, the Return to the Class System introduces familiar gameplay by bringing back the structure and class identity that you're used to from previous Battlefield titles. Classes. Each specialist has now been assigned to a familiar Battlefield class that signifies the expected gameplay behavior of that particular specialist. We have also taken our previously open pool of equipment and gadgets and assigned them to particular classes to further encourage the role of class gameplay, while simultaneously adding structure to assist with the readability of encounters while you're on the battlefield. As we approach Update 3.2, we will be updating the Battlefield website with all information you need to understand these changes. Here's a quick overview of which specialists, class equipment and class gadget apply to each class. Assault, Dozer, McKay, Sundance, Zane class equipment, Matt Penn class gadgets, C5 Explosive, IBA Armor Plate, M18 Claymore, Smoke Launcher Engineer, Boris, Crawford, Liz class equipment, Repair Tool class gadgets, Admine, C5 Explosive, EOD Boot, FM148 Javelin, FXM33A, Recoiles M5 Recken, Casper, Pike, Rao Class Equipment, Insertion Beacon Class Gadget, C5 Explosive, M18 Claymore, Prox Sensor, SOFLAM, Tracer Dart, TUGS Support, Angel, Falk, Irish Class Equipment, Defibrillator Class Gadget, Ammo Crate, Health Crate, M18 Claymore, Smoke Launcher. Weapon Proficiencies. The Return to the Class System also introduces Weapon Proficiencies. A set of optional and passive benefits that encourages using the Weapon Archetype for your class during gameplay. Assault plus Assault Rifles, 3 extra Magazines Engineer plus LMG. Improved Dispersion while crouched or prone Recken plus Sniper Rifles. Immediate, Constant and Steady Scope Support plus SMG. Faster Draw Time. Weapon proficiencies will help you understand what setup may work best for each particular class, while also adding back class identity to the battlefield. Breakaway, featuring some of the most visible and extensive changes to take place on our map reworks, Breakaway has been streamlined and reduced in size to encourage more intensive encounters than you have previously experienced. Areas of improvement. Glacier top. Previously a wide open expanse with little cover to protect yourself, the penguins have created an outpost settlement with buildings to battle through as you establish control of the immediate area. Ice shelf. Extensive improvements have been made to the overall ice shelf area of Breakaway, featuring a new flag on top of the glacier, a new route to encourage flanking between the glacier and the relocated oil rig. Oil rig. One of our favorite play spaces has been relocated to the foot of the glacier, allowing for more frantic combat encounters as it's more closer to the action than before. New ways to assault the oil rig have been established, new paths and cover have been included throughout the deck. Snow cave. Nestled within the glacier you will find a snow cave that features a downed MV-38 condor. Precious resources are scattered throughout this location as your team works to secure this new capture point. Workers' village. Military presence and fortification has increased throughout this area. Cleaner navigation and shorter distances between capture points should ensure the action remains ever flowing across the workers' village. Rumor has it that the workers in this village also throw the best parties. But so far we haven't been invited yet. New scopes und Suppressor. Thermal scope. There was one clear winner when reviewing which type of attachment we could release next throughout Season 3. Thermal scopes. While they are no stranger to Battlefield, we've had them in previous games, technical and engine improvements have allowed us to show these scopes in a way that we haven't done before. Previous titles had these scopes changing the entire screen. But with Battlefield 2042 we can now isolate this effect to only show within the scope itself, alongside showing multiple hotspots for a single item. Use a thermal scope on twin engine aircraft and you'll see what we mean. With this update, Zane shall also be able to utilize thermals with his XM370A airburst launcher. On the balance front we have also made several steps to ensure that these attachments bring appropriate gameplay for today's battlefield. That means that some expectations of how these attachments work in real life do not equate to a fun gameplay experience. Fun is always our priority when introducing new things to the battlefield. So as an example, tactical smoke from gadgets, grenades or vehicles will be opaque to thermal scopes. While smoke and steam that originates from the environment will be transparent. We'll continue to monitor, tweak and adjust thermal scope gameplay over time. TR1 Thermal 1.25x. This scope is ideal for close-range combat, its compact screen will provide valuable info while operating in dark staircases or tight corridors. Equipable with 12-meter auto, AC-42, AK-24, AM-40, Avancis, Ghostmaker R10, K-30, LCMG, M5A3, MCS-880, MP9, NVKS-22, PBX-45, PKPBP, PP-29, Roche MK-4 und SFAR-MGLT-4 Thermal 2.5x. The mid-range option out of the three new scopes, whose black and white screen finds optimal use when engaging players in warehouses or container parks. Equipable with AC-42, AM-40, Avancis, BSVM, DM-7, GVT-45-70, M5A3, PKPBP, Roche MK-4, SFAR-MGL, SVK, VCAR-2038 Thermal 6X. Perfect for long-range engagement and for finding opposition snipers who are hiding away in a bush. Equipable with BSVM, DM7, DXR1, NTW50, Roche MK-4, SVK, SWS-10. New Suppressor. NVK Box Suppressor. What's better than a suppressor? Two welded together, of course. Specifically designed for the NVK S22. The box will allow you to add a little bit of sneak to your ventures into close quarters combat. Active Protection System for M1A5 and T28. As previously announced in our DevNotes blog for vehicles, the Active Protection System is now available on the M1A5 and T28. When we brought this feature to the EBLC RAM in Season 2, we knew we would want to release it across other vehicles. We also know this is something you've been asking for, and we cannot wait to see your reactions once you've been able to try it out. Below radar arrives for air vehicles. Flying below 30 meters from the ground will now ensure that you're immune to lock-ons from vehicle-based weaponry. We are also reducing the height limits for helicopters. Previously we have seen some instances of pilots flying high and unleashing havoc with very little response as lock-on launchers were unable to reach that high. This tweak helps bring those helicopters down to the ground, literally. Punkt. This change does not currently affect jets, or missiles that are already fired. We will continue to review your feedback in the meantime. New Volt Weapons. M39 EMR. MTAR-21, PP2000. The M39 EMR, MTAR-21 and PP2000 have been added to the All-Out Warfare Arsenal. M39 EMR. Significantly lighter than the OG M14, this rifle comes with Matchgrade 7.52mm Longrange Ammo and a Standard 8x Rifle Scope to position it as an adaptable, medium-range Sniper-Rifle. MTAR-21. A compact bullpup-assault rifle cam bearing 5.56x45mm NATO rounds. Being popular for its ambidextrous setup, its heavy modularity and reliability, this medium-range AR is the proof that size deceives. The MTAR-21 also arrives within Battlefield Portal as part of this update. PP2000. This modern SMG features a 40-round magazine, lightweight frame and a high rate of fire. Coupled with its high muzzle velocity, even the smallest of ammo rounds pack a punch. Exclusive rewards for Year 1 Pass, Golden Ultimate Owners. Good news for our Year 1 Pass, Golden Ultimate Owners that missed out on unlocking the Tier 0 Premium Battle Pass rewards for Season 1 or Season 2. You'll find that these are now unlocked for you upon logging into the game for the first time once the update is live. This includes the following items. Season 1. All Seeing Eyes, Legendary Specialist Set for Angel, Lightbringer, Legendary Weapon Skin for AC-42, Ghost Assassin, Player Card Background, Omnisigned, Player Card Tag. Season 2. Undeniable, Legendary Specialist Set for Boris, Red Eye, Legendary Weapon Skin for DXR1, The Mountain King, Player Card Background, Wolverine, Player Card Tag. Owners of the versions listed above will also receive Specialist's List in Crawford immediately upon login. Head on over to the collections screen and take advantage of your shiny new unlocks. This bonus is available for any Year 1 Pass, Golden Ultimate Owners for a limited time. Battlefield 2042 Changelog Update Route 3.2. AI Soldiers. Fixed an AI issue in TDM where AI remains standing still while the player is in a down state or in the deploy screen. Fixed an AI issue that should improve vehicle navigation around palm trees. Fixed an issue where AI doesn't avoid the fire from tank wreckage. Battlefield Portal. Due to the scale of changes taking place with the return to the class system, some of your creations may need to be updated as part of this update. Fixed an issue where Caspian Border and Battle of the Bulge are displayed incorrectly on the world minimap in the loading screen. Fixed an issue with 1942 Iraq Conquest where the opposing team had less aircraft than the other. Fixed an issue where, frag, text in bottom right HUD, inventory, was flickering when using the defibrillator with the assault class Bad Company 2 Tracer Dart Gun. Fixed an issue with Tracer Dart Gun, where the lock-on icon would sometimes expand when aiming at vehicles Bad Company 2 gadgets. fixed an issue where mortar strike lock in area gets stuck on top of the buildings, but company 2 fixed an issue with tracer lock on UI remaining present on screen after the player returns to the deploy screen, but company 2 improved player collision with the M1114 Battlefield 1942 updated the preview video of binoculars in the collection screen menu to properly showcase its functionality. Battlefield 3 gadgets, SOFLAM, fixed an issue where the target does not get highlighted anymore after the target is acquired once, but company 2 fixed an issue where mortar strike gadget was spotting enemies automatically when it should not, but company 2 fixed an issue with the tracer dart gun where the lock on is no longer active after cancelling it. Modifiers. Added 2 new modifiers for disabling 2042 era gadget and throwable restrictions. This makes it possible for 2042 era classes to equip any non-class gadget if you enjoyed this playstyle. This change does allow access to class gadgets, which are removed to a separate slot. Added weapon proficiencies to the gadget restrictions part of the Battlefield Portal website. Added the proximity sensor to the open gadget selection list and deprecated it in the throwables selection list. Rules editor. Fixed an issue where Crawford was appearing with the wrong name in the rules editor. Added a new inventory class gadgets selection list block that allows you to access gadgets from the new class gadget slot. The class gadgets that were previously in the inventory open gadget selection list have been removed. Gadgets fixed an issue where 2 grenade trails can be seen after throwing 1 grenade. Added multiple gadgets from Portal into the hands of our 2042 specialists. EOD Boot, Tracer Dart Gun, M18 Claymore, FGM148 Javelin und TUGS. Moved the repair tool, Insertion Beacon, Defibs and Medpen gadgets to the new class gadget slot. Manually equipped Defibrillator Revive Range, Damage, increased to match the Range for Interaction Revives. Fixed an issue where SFX and VFX would appear incorrectly when a grenade is thrown through trees and bushes. Fixed issues with throwing knife dealing no damage if the thrower is killed, significantly reducing the likelihood of it happening. Fixed the visual issue where the sparks when repairing the Nightbird with the repair tool would appear at a distance from the vehicle. Fixed an issue with throwing knife disappears when throwing them at trees. Ammo crate. Insertion beacons now get resupplied by ammo crates. The ammo crate can now resupply the tracer dart and M18 claymore. C5. Fixed an issue where C5 was not always displayed to other players. EOD Boot. Adjusted the EOD Boot's collision to fix an issue where the gadget's arm would poke through walls. Updated the game hints on the EOD Boot for boot when holding the gadget and controlling it. Updated the acceleration and turning angles of the EOD Boot to be more responsive. Lowered EOD Boot's health from 400 to 300. They added an impulse modification to the EOD Boot so that when it gets shot with bullets it doesn't push the EOD Boot around. Fixed an issue that caused the EOD Boot to blow up when gently ramming a tank. FGM-148 Javelin. Updated the first-person screen and crosshair of the FGM-148 Javelin. It also showcases more info about the gadget than its current mode. Reduced the reload duration of the FGM-148 Javelin by 10%. Reduced the damage of the FGM-148 Javelin to most tanks and aircraft when in direct attack mode. Top-down attack remains unchanged. The FGM-148 Javelin now has longer lock forgiveness and has had its max range extended from 250 meter to 450 meter. Added a contextual game hint for when in hipfire and when zooming with the FGM-148 Javelin. Fixed an issue that allowed the FGM-148 Javelin to be fired in hipfire. Fixed an issue that prevent the FGM-148 Javelin from using its top-down attack. Fixed an issue that caused the FGM-148 Javelin direct attack to miss its target if it locked too close. Adjusted the trajectory of the top-down FGM-148 Javelin attack to be more akin to the real behavior. Added tooltip in the HUD to help you learn how to use the FGM-148 Javelin. The FGM-148 Javelin can now lock on to empty vehicles. FXM-33AA Missile. Increase deceleration and top speed of the projectile slightly. Added a contextual game hint for when in hipfire and when zooming. The FXM-33AA missile can now lock on to empty vehicles def comment. As with the recoilless M5, these alterations are to aid engineers in their role to combat vehicles. Insertion beacon. The insertion beacon can now only be spawned upon 4 times before self-destructing. The insertion beacon no longer self-destructs if the owner spawns on it. Fixed issues with not being able to spawn on insertion beacon that are put in tight places. Dev comment. Every Recon specialist will now be carrying an insertion beacon. These changes are to ensure that USAGE of the insertion beacon does not disrupt the flow of a match as a result of that. M18 Claymore. Updated the M18 Claymore in World Icon to use the SAME one as in menus. The M18 Claymore is now using the SAME deploy flow as the insertion beacon and Irish construction kit. This allows us greater control over where you can place the gadget. M18 Claymore has been scaled up 33% to help players to spot them more easily within the environment. M18 Claymore Blast Radius lowered from 6 m- als 5 m. M18 Claymore Laser Length lowered from 3 m- als 1,75 m. Minimum Activation Speed to trigger the M18 Claymore reduced from 3,8 m/s als 3 Millisekunden. M18 Claymores can no longer be deployed too close to ladders, ziplines or hanging ropes. Adjusted the VFX of the lasers on the M18 Claymore to stand out more when close. M18 Claymore will now continue to stay in the world after the player who placed it has died, so long as they don't place new ones. Any placed M18 Claymores will be removed from the world if the player switches their loadout lowered the health of the M18 Claymore so that it'll explode in one shot. Dev comment. We have scaled up the size of the M18 Claymore and adjusted the laser VFX to ensure that they stand out more in the hope that it'll alleviate concern that these gadgets are hard to spot. Watch where you're walking though. Matt Penn. Reduced the amount of charges to 1 to balance it for the new class gadget slot. Reduced the time it takes to initiate healing with the Med Pen from 2 s-größer als 1 s. Reduced the health per second of the Med Pen from 50 größer als 35. Fixed an issue that allowed the player to zoom in with the Med Pen. Fixed an issue that caused shockwaves from explosions to interrupt the Med Pen. Pressing the button to switch to the Med Pen when already at full health should now play a sound effect to tell you that you can't switch to it right now. Dev comment. These alterations are to improve the responsiveness of the Med Pen whilst also taking balancing into consideration as Assault now receives this as their class gadget. Recoilless M5. Increased the acceleration and top speed of the projectile. Dev comment. We anticipate there to be less launchers on the field at any one time after this update. We've increased the acceleration and top speed of the projectiles to aid engineers as part of this system change. Prox sensor. Moved the prox sensor to the open gadget slot. Dev comment. The gadget was too powerful in the grenade slot and had a very large pick rate in the grenade slot. This move is to reduce prox sensor spam to drive toward a healthier meta. SOFLAM. The designated UI is now only visible if you have a gadget that can lock on or currently hold the SOFLAM in your hands. TUGS. Updated the animation to now fold out the legs of the TUGS when you equip it, substantially lowered the vertical scanning of the TUGS to be more in line with all-out warfare verticality. Adjusted the crosshair of the TUGS. Changed the icon for the TUGS in the world and menus to more accurately show off the gadget. Dev comment. While the TUGS has received some general polish as indicated above, lowering the verticality check significantly from 500 m > 30 m results in a healthier gameplay experience. Some of our Battlefield Portal maps do not contain a load of verticality, whereas Battlefield 2042 locations do, and we believe it's not healthy for gameplay to spot someone 500 m above you and be rewarded score for that, but should also help in a reduced amount of spotting taking place. Tracer Dartgun. Launchers can now lock onto the tracer dart when shot into environmental objects. The designated UI is now only visible if you have a gadget that can lock on or currently hold the tracer dart gun in your hands. Fixed an issue that prevented the tracer dart from smashing glass windows. Adjusted the tracer dart gun's crosshair. Fixed an issue where it would not be possible to switch to the tracer dart when out of ammo. Gameplay flow and social elements as part of the return to the class system. We have revamped the loadout UI on the deploy screen, resulting in a more compact approach while also including buttons to quickly switch between your last selected soldier in each class. The soldier selection UI on the deploy screen now includes relevant information about your specialist trait, class gadget, weapon proficiency and more. Added class iconography to the squad list, scoreboard and player name tags to help with identifying what classes other players are playing. Players that are not alive are now slightly faded out on the scoreboard and their class icon becomes an X to reflect that change to. Implemented a new classes screen in the main menu. This is your go-to place to learn about the classes, specialists, their traits and gadgetry and also your new home for editing your loadouts as they are now tied to each class. The previous loadout screen has been removed to reflect this overall change. Added a new slot to the inventory HUD, bottom right whilst in a match, for your class gadget. Added a weapon proficiency icon that is displayed in the kill card, inventory HUD and weapon selection UI when the class plus weapon archetype synergy is fulfilled. Changed the squad leader icon to now resemble a star, because delivering instructions to your squad mates alongside successful coordination should give you a star, UMVPU. Changed the order of the tabs within the collection menu so specialists is no longer first. This is because the new classes screen is the new go-to place for customizing specialists and their loadouts, so we wanted to make it quicker to customize vehicles instead. Added a new biography submenu to the specialists collection screen aimed at helping you get to know the specialists, their backstories and what they stand for. Added a new charge-up crosshair for the manually equipped defibrillators to show when they are on cooldown after use and also convey that you revive with more health the longer you hold. The inventory HUD now grays out a gadget if it's not currently usable. For example, the med pen when you are already at full health. Renamed the utility weapon category to tactical. The button prompt to switch to your primary or secondary in the inventory HUD on controllers is now hidden for the one you currently have equipped, to better show you which one you will switch to when pressing the contextual button. General improvements and progression. Controller default mappings have been updated to accommodate the addition of the new class gadget slot. This means that a few actions have also been moved around. We encourage taking a moment to update your controls and familiarize yourself with these changes before jumping into a game. The below changes are a representative of one particular controller scheme, and may differ depending on your choice of peripheral. Class gadget. Added to DPAD UP Grenade Throw. Move to LB. Was previously DPAD up by default, plus menu. Move to Y and now requires you to hold the button for a short duration before opening. Was previously LB by default, default navigation has changed to D-pad up, down, left, right. Was previously Y, X, A, B by default, fixed an issue where, show HUD prompts, setting in options did not work optimized mouse input processing to ensure that the input is processed at a steady rate and avoiding mouse input events processing spikes. Fixed an issue where the origin in-game overlay caused a negative impact on processing of the mouse input even if the overlay was not actually active. Improved the quality of death animations from explosions. Improved the soldier ragdoll experience after a melee takedown. Fixed an issue where the correct animation wasn't playing in first person when traversal sprinting with a one-handed gadget. Improved transitions between sliding and prone states. Show distance, in meters, on long range kills in the kill feed. Improved responsiveness of melee attack animations. Improve melee takedown registration on fast moving targets. Fix for takedowns not working on fast moving elevators resolved scenarios of specialists being stuck in a down state after being revived from a melee takedown. Made improvements to correctly portray the blood splatter when shooting enemy combatants. Moving whilst aiming down scopes should no longer interrupt the action of holding your breath. Fix for soldiers in vehicles preventing the vehicle from receiving damage from explosions added an option called damage numbers visibility. Under display größer als crosshair größer als hit indicator. Dev comment. This feature is experimental and turned off by default. When enabled, the damage dealt to enemies will be visible in the Skulltrang feed, bottom center of the screen, to let the player know how much damage was dealt. Fixed an issue where aiming down sights immediately after bashing through a door could cause problems with the weapon animations. Added brand new physical landing animations when jumping or falling. Different animations should now play when hitting the ground from different fall heights. Don't go too high. You may splat. Fixed an issue where the soldier could sometimes slightly move through the ground when hitting the ground at high speed. Improved fall damage calculation consistency. Improved the jumping experience on Gen 4 consoles, XB1, PS4. Fixed an issue where you could freely rotate the camera during insertion and see inside of your own body. Fix for downed characters in hazard zone changing their positions and directions suddenly multiple times in a row. Fixed issue where soldiers sometimes got stuck when jumping onto the edge of objects. Updated the visual look of UI directional damage indicators. Dev comment. The new visual look will make it easier to judge the amount of damage taken and when taking multiple hits from the same player. Let us know your thoughts. Fixed an issue where it wouldn't be possible to perform a melee attack when jumping. Supporting teammates by resupplying, healing or repairing now gives you score. This is shown in a new column in the scoreboard. Fixed issue where repairing the ranger would reward healing XP instead of repairing. XP. The ranger might be a no parts best friend, but it's not an actual puppy. Change the default unlocked weapon and gadgets to ensure all classes have access to a gadget and weapon with their proficiency from the start. Hazard zone. Note. Class gadgets and weapons proficiencies have been added to hazard zone. Players will retain the option to purchase any weapon or gadget as part of the pre-round, independent of which class you are playing. Fixed an issue where a player could spawn under the map. Fixed an issue where several uplinks were placed in positions they can't be interacted with. Maps. Manifest. Fixed a clipping issue while prone on the platform between the stairs and the cabin of the guard tower. Fixed an issue where fire remains after tire piles are destroyed. Fixed a collision issue at sector A4 allowing some players to get out of bounds. Fixed an issue where ramps under static objects can still be activated. Fixed an issue in breakthrough where MD-540 Nightbird placed in out of bounds can be used by the players. Repositioned light post on the road leading to weather station. Fixed an issue where parts of the destroyed CCTVs remain floating after the wall is destroyed. Fixed an issue where signs will remain floating after the fences are destroyed. Fixed an issue at A1 where players can clip through roof support of A1 building. Fixed texturing issues near the cliffs at the A1 flag. Fixed an issue with floating assets near the dumpsters. Fixed an issue with floating assets behind some containers near E1 flag. Fixed culling issue on zipline hanging rope near road. Fixed an issue with floating containers near the water. Fixed an issue where the extended collision for sandbag walls in one of the destroyed states can lead to a broken prone stance. Fixed an issue where after destroying the emitting assets on the pillars, the light remains without a source. Fixed several floating assets next to the Kajou building. Fixed an issue where a tarp is clipping with the asphalt inside the flag area. Fixed an issue where the rope gadget is half buried. Fixed an issue where several bushes are floating before the zipline. Fixed an issue where there is a flickering gap in the corner of a room at the ground floor in the Kajou building. Kaleidoscope. Fixed an issue where players can get inside the elevator shaft and inside the building when standing close to the elevator door near F. Erste fixed the spawn issue where contested spawns on A1, A2R inside of the capture point area. Fixed an issue where the bridge control panel is highlighted in green. Expanded the capture area for C2 flag during the last sector on breakthrough large dev comment. We were noticing that when coming up against a very strong attacking force, the only response for defending teams was to park vehicles within the lobby area in order to succeed against attackers. This change should allow for more breathing space for both teams on this flag point. Spearhead. Fixed an issue where players can get stuck after walking in Krater's Made by explosions. Fixed an issue where players can get stuck when walking into the space between some covers in the A1 flag area. Fixed an issue where jets are not destroyed upon crossing into the rocks. Fixed an issue where deployed gadgets are not destroyed by moving platforms. Fixed a weather issue where cloud animation is inconsistent when the weather is changing. Fixed some level of detail issues for both factories. Fixed an issue where a line of light appears when players approach the vaults inside the building. Fixed level of detail issues at C1 for the roof panel when in a destroyed state. Fixed an issue where the factory interior walkways are leading towards vaults. Made improvements to initial spawns during the insertion phase of the match. Stranded. Fixed an issue where the UI overlay menus on Stranded are darker than on other maps. Fixed an issue with incorrect spawning on Gunmaster game mode on the FFA layout. Fixed an issue where dying inside the ship will result in the camera being overexposed for a brief period of time. Fixed an issue where in Tactical Conquest 8v8 each team has only one spawn point which can lead to one team being spawn camped. Soldier fixed an issue where holding down control to crouch when opening the call in tablet at the same time forced the player to stand up. Fixed an issue where the running animations were not correctly displaying when sprinting and sliding with one-handed weapons adjusted the way the interaction revive works to be closer to the manual revive behavior. Adjusted the blood effect when hitting soldiers. The effect will now be more transparent in not as bright, in dark spaces. Soldier health starts automatically regenerating 1 second after being revived at the regular passive health regeneration rate, 5 HP pro Sekunde. Squad revives for non-support specialists now gives 25 HP back on revive instead of 50. Fire mode can now be toggled when aiming down sights. Unterbarrel toggle can now also be toggled when aiming down sights, but will require holding the button. Locking onto targets is no longer interrupted if the target vehicle becomes empty during the locking on phase, countering some pesky behavior by some drivers, pilots. Made improvements to the locking on target acquisition behavior, small objects in front of intended targets should be less likely to obstruct locking on. Parachute. Lowered the cooldown between being able to deploy your parachute after recently cutting it from 1s to 0.6s dev comment. This is to help alleviate an issue in which players would cut their parachute and plummet to the floor without being able to redeploy the chute. Hopefully this now results in less splat. Specialists. Angel. Changed Angel's loadout crate to allow you to customize each individual slot in your loadout. Reduced the number of magazines Angel's supply back resupply down to 3 per pouch. Angel's loadout crate can now resupply the M18 Claymore, MAV, Battlefield Portal, and TUGS added to interact behaviors to the loadout crate so now if you only press the button you will resupply ammo for your weapons and gadgets. If you keep holding the button you will open up the full loadout customization menu. Dev comment. We've heard some of your questions and feedback about Angel's loadout crate and while we'll continue to assess your reactions, we have in the meantime adjusted the loadout crate and applied some balancing adjustments to the ammo. Boris. The SG-36 Sentry gun no longer overlays targets but instead highlights the name tags for Boris and his squadmates. The SG-36 Sentry gun ammo caliber has changed and can now deal damage to heavy vehicles. Deals about 0.6-0.8% DMG per shot. Reworked the SG-36 Sentry gun's target prioritization. It will now focus target vehicles primarily, unless infantry is within 25 meter of the Sentry gun. Dev comment. These alterations push Boris further into an engineer role of anti-vehicular combat. This should also change the behavior of his sentry gun and therefore alleviate some frustrations you have about it being anti-infantry. Kasper, fixed an issue where Kasper was unable to deploy the OVP Reckendrohne while prone in bushes. Crawford has been moved from support to the engineer class. Crawford has received a new trait, critical repair, which provides faster repair for vehicles and gadgets that are at critical health. Crawford's mounted Vulcan bullet caliber has changed and can now deal damage to all vehicle categories. Crawford's mounted Vulcan now deals 0.1% damage per bullet to tanks at a fire rate of 1200 RPM. Fixed an issue that prevented Crawford's mounted Vulcan from being repaired. Dev comment. As we've explained throughout the development of the return to the class system, we agree that Crawford is better suited as an engineer given his stationary playstyle. Dozer, fixed an issue where you could not destroy Boris, SG-36 Sentry Gun using Dozer's SOB-8 Ballistic Shield. Falk's Combat Surgeon trait is now active with the manually equipped defibrillator. This allows Falk to charge the defibrillator faster to perform a full health revive compared to Irish or Angel. Irish has been moved from engineer to the support class. As a support, Irish now has access to the defibrillator class gadget, and is able to revive any teammate. As part of Irish, repositioning to an engineer role, we have replaced his trait with the cash point, which was previously attributed to Crawford. This trait provides successfully revived players with additional gadget ammo. Irish, APS-36 Shootdown Sentinel can now be repaired by engineers. The APS-36 Shootdown Sentinel will now be able to intercept Javelin missiles. Dev comment. Alongside the repositioning of Crawford, we also agree that Irish is better suited as a support for his ability to put down cover whilst close to the front line, and using that benefit to pick up fallen teammates. Liz, increased Liz. G-84 TGM Maximum Range from 450 m - 600 m. Reduced the ground vehicle range of Liz, Armor Hunter trait from 175 m - 125 m. Reduced the air vehicle range of Liz, Armor Hunter trait from 400 m - 300 m. Increased the speed of Liz, G-84 TGM when boosted from 100 m/s - 150 m/s. Increased the hitbox of Liz, G-84 TGM by 20%. Will help in shooting it down as it's incoming. Increased turning angles of Liz, G-84 TGM. Lowered the turning angle of Liz, G-84 TGM when boost has been activated. Fixed an issue where Liz G-84 TGM projectiles dealt no damage to the enemy when shot at their legs. Fixed an issue that caused Liz G-84 TGM to have a 1-second delay before initiating a reload after exciting the missile view. Fixed an issue that caused Liz G-84 TGM boost mode to not use the correct deceleration modifier unless the boost key was held down. Fixed an issue that caused Liz TGM to travel through soldier's legs. The Armor Hunter trait will now only trigger when the G-84 TGM is equipped. Added a contextual game hint for when in hipfire and when zooming. Fixed an issue where Liz, G-84 TGM missile moved considerably slower diagonally when using a controller. Dev comment. Most of these changes reflect the overall rocket launcher balancing that we are committed to as part of the return to the class system. With Liz only being able to use her G-84 TGM, we have made some balancing passes to ensure competence remains when compared to other anti-vehicle options available to you. McKay's grapple hook range changed from 30 m - 24 m. Nimble trait bonus movement speed has been reduced when zoomed, in particular with heavy weapons, AMR, LMG, sniper rifle. Bonus movement speed with assault rifles, DMRs, and lever action rifles has also been reduced, but SMGs and pistols will still have similar speeds. RAO, fixed an issue where RAO's signal hacker gadget had, lowering gun logic, which lead to him lowering his hunting gadget when close to walls and objects. Hacked targets should now be touchable by teammates, similar to targets painted by the SOFLAM, to allow more synergies with the engineer class. Launchers like the Recoilers will now be able to lock onto hacked targets via this method. Increased cooldown after hacking a vehicle from 5s-8s. Increased the time it takes to hack a vehicle from 1.5s-2.25s. Dev comment. The overall changes impacts the way some players may have been playing us with Rao, in that it had often been a hacking plus lock-on launcher combo. As Rao now no longer has the ability to use shoulder-launched missile launchers, the changes listed above are to allow for that synergy to still exist as we feel it's an important part of teamplay, squad play behavior. Sundance fixed an issue that sometimes caused Sundance's smart explosives to display the wrong icon. Zane fixed an issue where Zane's Perseverance trait VFX would override the return to combat screen when stepping out of bounds. Fixed a minor collision issue with Zane's gadget when equipped on his back. Fixed an issue with the XM370 Airburst launcher reload animation, where it was out of sync when reloading. As part of the rollout of thermal scopes, Zane will also be able to use thermals with his XM370 Airburst launcher. Vehicles increased the damage of air-to-ground missiles to light and medium transport vehicles. Air-to-ground missile replenish rate decreased from 20 > 16. Air-to-ground missile will no longer stop reloading when you hold fire. The LCA hovercraft will no longer visually lose its light machine gun when viewed at a distance of 30+ meters. The EBLCRAM's insertion beacon will now always spawn you on foot. VFX now plays on all mines deployed by the M50 Bolte. K520 Super Hokum now has a wreckage after being destroyed. You can no longer kill passengers in ALATV4 by shooting under the vehicle. Fixed an issue where aim sensitivity is too high when zooming in with a vehicle weapon. Fixed an issue that would incorrectly reset the camera view when free looking whilst using South Path layout settings. Rangemeters in Spotterseearts no longer always show 200+ as distance when aiming at vegetation. Fixed the roll camera for jets when conducting a 90-grad spin. Fixed an issue that prevented aircraft landing gear from automatically deploying when trying to land on certain objects, occasionally resulting in damage to the aircraft when colliding with the object. VFX will now trigger for grenades that are thrown towards a vehicle armed with active protection from close range. Occupied helicopters will no longer start spinning around when destroyed on the ground. Fixed an issue that would cause vehicle engine sounds to play after it has been destroyed. Aircraft flare countermeasures will no longer continue to fire if the vehicle is destroyed while the ability is active. Vehicles can only lock on when they have ammo available to do so. Dev comment. This is to ensure that we reduce unnecessary lock-on warning spam, while also adding further readability to the game. Descriptions for all tank turrets have been updated. Helicopters will now stall at -200 meters from the set maximum height of the level, as indicated in our height limits comments. As indicated within our dev notes from the vehicle team, turret speeds for the M1A5 and T28 have now improved. Locking against laser-designated targets with vehicle weapons now uses correct locking settings. Dev comment. This should result in vehicles receiving a boost in time to lock on, and lock range increases for laser-pointed targets. EMKV90 Tor. Fixed an issue that would cause threat detection SFX to be played outside of the EMKV90 Tor. Fixed an issue that would cause vegetation to not be pushed down when driving the EMKV90 Tor. Further improvements to align EMKV90 Tor shots with its crosshair. Fixed an issue that would cause the EMKV90 Tor to not deal any damage to the very top of an enemy vehicle. K520 Super Hokum and MV38 Condor. Replenish rate of ammo 50 mm cannon pod for transport helicopters reduced from 6 > 4.5 seconds. MD 540 Nightbird. Blast damage reduced from 40 größer als 25. Replenish rate reduced from 2.5- größer als 2. Ammo count lowered from 16 größer als 10. Ra 68 Huron and YG 99 Hannibal. The stealth bomb crosshair will no longer display for helicopters over 400 meter above the ground. Stealth helicopters will now have the repair and flare equipment under the SAME slot. It's dangerous to go alone, choose wisely. Air-to-ground missiles can no longer be manually reloaded. TOW missiles time to gain control reduced to 0.1 Steph comment. This should help make TOW launchers feel more consistent and responsive to use. Let us know. Weapons fixed an issue that would allow for continuous shooting while in burst mode of the M93R. Fixed an issue which would cause specialist hands to clip through several M240B scopes while reloading. Realigned the beam of the flashlight on the NVKS-22 when viewed from 3rd person perspective. Realigned the beam of the flashlight on the Avancis when viewed from both a stone and 3rd person perspective. The correct crosshair now displays for slug shell ammunition. Remove tracers from apparent when using the subsonic magazine on the NVKP-125. Improved the NVKP-125 as burst fire animation. Fixed an issue that would cause a weapon to appear to fire from 3rd person perspective when the player throws a grenade. Bipods will now remain open if switching to and from other weapons. Fixed the MP443 as empty reload animation. Aim assist snap is now functional when set to 100 on PS5. Highlights are now present on an enemy weapon after pickup. The aborted reload on the 12G automatic is now consistent with other weapons. Increased weapons idle sway across the board, fixed 2.5x zoom aim sensitivity option not properly applying to 2.5x scopes, fixed an issue where the in-game customization menu would move out of screen when the player's weapon is close to Aval. Updated adds move speed for gadgets, weapons, especially battlefield portal weapons that were often more slower than AOV weapons, also adjusted base speed.